This message, One in a Million, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday morning, April 24, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Breakfast at the Clifton's Cafeteria in Los Angeles, California, USA. Lumbiko, oyedwa phakathi kwesigidi, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngomgqibelo ekuseni, Mabasa 24, 1965, okwe Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Breakfast e Clifton's Cafeteria e Los Angeles, California, USA.
Thank you, Brother Shakarian, and good morning, friends. Certainly good to be here in Los Angeles again this morning prior to this great convention and the oncoming meeting of this coming week over at the Embassy Hotel.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Shakarian. Futhi amavuko amahle bangani. Ngeqiniso kuhle ukuba lapha e Los Angeles njalo ngalokhu kusa. Phambi kwalomhlangano omkhulu futhi lomhlangano ozayo waliviki ezayo khona Embassy Hotel.
I'm expecting to see you all over there, and we're all under a great expectation to meet our Lord Jesus and see him over there. He promised that he would be wherever two or three was gathered together, he would be there.
Ngikhangele ukulibona lonke khona ngale. Futhi sonke siphansi kwenkangelelo ezinkulu ukuhlangana lenkosi uJesu ukumbona khona ngale. Wathembisa ukuthi uzakuba ekhona loba ngapi ababili kumbe abathathu bekuthene ndawonye uzakuba ekhona lapho.
And I'm sure that I met him this morning as I come up the steps here in this auditorium when all the people with great anticipations waiting for the breakfast and the speaking.
Futhi ngileqiniso ukuthi ngihlangane laye likuseni lapho ngisiza phezu kwamastepusi lapha kulesi sakhiwo. Lapho abantu bonke abalenkangelelo ezinkulu bemelele ukudla kwekuseni lokukhuluma.
It's good to be gathered here with you. And to the radio audience, there's so many in here there. I had to go down on the next floor and speak to a few.
Futhi kuhle ukubuthaniswa lapha kanye lani. Futhi labalaleli emsakazweni. Kulabaningi kakhulu phakathi lapha. Ba ngenze okokwehla phansi esibuyeni esiphansi esilandelayo. Futhi ngikhulume labalutshwana.
Seeing so many requests, heart trouble and different ailments of their bodies, and we're here now to pray for the sick and the afflicted.
Futhi ngibone izicelo eziningi, uhlupho lwenhliziyo futhi lemikhuhlane etshiyeneyo yemzimba yabo. Futhi silapha manje ukukhulekela abagulayo labahluphekileyo.
Just as I got top the steps, I'm looking at the old gentleman now. He came up to me and said, Brother Branham, years ago, he said he had heart trouble so bad that they thought he was going to die.
Lapho nje ngifika phezu kwamastepusi, ngikhangele indoda emnene manje. Wabuya phezulu kimi, futhi wathi, mfowethu Branham, iminyaka edlulileyo, wathi, wayelohlupho lwenhliziyo kakubi, okokuthi babecabanga ukuthi wayezakufa.
I had prayer for him and grace of God healed him, and here he is this morning weighing his 80, he's just rejoicing. So that makes us take new hope.
Futhi ngase ngimkhulekela. Futhi umusa kaNkulunkulu wamsilisa. Futhi nangu lapha le ikuseni. Usekhonale emathumini ayisificaminwembili akhe. Ethokoza nje. Ngakho lokho kusenza sithathe ithemba elitsha.
And now I'm certainly soliciting the prayers of the people out in the radio land as well as here.
Futhi kathesi ngeqiniso ngiyacela imikhuleko yabantu phandle endaweni zomsakazo lalapha futhi njalo.
After I leave this meeting, I'm going to Europe, down into Africa and around all meetings. And this is going by a vision, so it's going to be a great meeting there, I'm sure.
Ngemva ngichiya lumhlangano, ngiya e-Europe, phansi e-Africa, futhi la kwezinye indawo emhlanganweni. Futhi lokhu kuyahamba ngombono. Ngakho kuzakuba ngumhlangano omkhulu lapho ngileqiniso.
I felt for years that the Lord has wanted me to come back, the little humble ministry that he gave me. I don't think he's quite finished with it yet over there.
futhi ngezwe okweminyaka ukuthi inkosi ibingifuna ukuthi ngiphenduke encinyane ethobekileyo inkonzo ethobekileyo leyo angipha yona angicabangi ukuthi useqedile ngayo okwamanje lapho khona ngale
seem like there might be a soul somewhere that I could catch in the gospel net, the one that he's given me to saying for the people, a way of divine healing, praying for the sick.
Ukukhangeleka njengokuthi kungaba lo mphefumulo kwenye indawo, lo engingawubamba embuleni levangeli. Elilodwa lelo angipha lona ukuthi ngigole ngembule abantu, indlela yokusilisa ngobuNkulunkulu, ngikhulekela abagulayo.
And I certainly solicit your prayers, both you people here and them are out in the radio audience.
Futhi ngeqiniso ngiyacelisisa imkhuleko yenu. Lonke lina bantu elilapha futhi lalabo abaphandle kwabalalele ngomsakazo.
I don't have time to take a text and preach, which I'm expecting to after a few minutes here in this auditorium. But just to speak and to you a few moments to get acquainted.
Angila sikhathi nje ngiyathatha isifundo nje futhi ngichumayele. Lokho engikhangelele kukho ngemva kwemizuzu emilutshwane lapha esakhiweni lesi. Kodwa nje ukukhuluma yini okwesikhatshana esilutshwane sijwayelani.
To the people out in the land, I'm going to have prayer for those out there right away, and you here also.
Futhi lasebantwini phandle ezweni, ngiza kuba lomkhuleko walabo abaphandle lapho, khona manje, futhi lani lina lapha njalo.
And I'm certainly glad to meet all these fine new friends that I have never met before, just come in contact with them this morning.
Futhi ngeqiniso ngithabile ukuhlangana labangani laba bonke abahle abatsha, labo engingakaze ngihlangane labo. Ngihlangane labo nje lokhu kusa.
We've been having great times in the services and other places. I don't get out too much anymore, it's so busy.
Besisiva lezikhathi ezinkulu kwezinye inkonzo kwezinye indawo. Angisaphumi phandle kanengi, kuphatheke kakhulu.
We just try to keep the road hot between Jeffersonville, Indiana and Tucson, Arizona, where we moved out there a few years ago by a vision of the Lord that sent us out there to not knowing where I was going.
Sizama nje ukugcina umgwaqo uchisa phakathi kweJeffersonville, Indiana, lase Tucson, Arizona, lapho esaphuma khona iminyaka emilutshwane edluleyo, ngombono wenkosi. Lo owasithumayo phandle lapho, futhi ngingazi lapho engangisiya khona.
And many of you here at Clifton's, I spoke to you a little before I left in a Phoenix meeting of a vision that had come of seeing seven angels in a cluster.
Futhi inengi lenu lapha, eClifton, ngakhuluma lani kancane ngingakasuki. Futhi emhlanganweni wase Phoenix wombono lo owabuyile ngabona ingilozi eziyisikhombisa ziyisiqhuku.
I know to the radio audience, perhaps many of you are not full gospel, and this may seem a little mysterious to you, which it would to me, but there is.
Futhi ngiyazi kwabalalele ngomsakazo mhlawumbe inengi lenu kalisilo bevangeli eligcweleyo futhi lokhu kungakhangeleka ngathi kakuzwisiseki kancinyane kini. Lokho kungaba njalo kimi. Kodwa kule.
Anyone who can explain anything, you don't have to accept it anymore by faith. It's things that we cannot explain that we have to accept by faith.
Loba ngubani ongachasisi loba yini. Akusadingi ukwamukela njalo ngokholo. Izinto esingeke sizichasise. Okumele sizamukele ngokholo.
We cannot explain God. No man can explain God. He's sovereign. He's great and mighty. We just accept it because we know he's there.
Asingeke sichasise uNkulunkulu. Akula muntu ongachasisa uNkulunkulu. Uyazibusa futhi umkhulu njalo ulamandla. Siya nje siyakwamukela nje ngoba lokho siyakwazi ukhona.
And then by our faith in accepting it, he brings a response back to us as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which I'm just going to speak to you about in a few moments here, on God's way, our place of worship.
Futhi ke ngokholo lwethu, ngokukwamukela, uyaletha impendulo iphenduke kithi, umbhaphathizo kamoya ongcwele, lokho engizakukhuluma nje kini ngakho esikhatshaneni esincinyane lapha mayelana ngendlela kaNkulunkulu kumbe indawo yokukhonzela.
And the only place that you can worship him, the only place he'll ever meet you, is God.
Futhi indawo kuphela ongamkhonzela khona, indawo kuphela angahlangana lawe, kumele kube
is one church, one place, one time, one people, and all that God meets. And it's, I hope that the Lord blesses the message to your heart here.
Kule bandla linye, indawo inye, isikhathi sinye, abantu banye, kukho konke lokho uNkulunkulu ahlangana lakho. Futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi iNkosi iyabusisa umbiko enhlizweni zenu lapha.
Now, coming to Tucson, it was strange. Those visions speaking to you in the name of the Lord.
Manje, sisiza eTucson, kwakuyisimanga. Leyo mibono ikhuluma kini ebizweni leNkosi.
Not one of them, as I ever can recall, and we'll ask anyone else, they can recall any time that he ever did say anything but what was the truth. It always happens just the way he says it will happen.
Ngicho lo wodwayayo engiyikhumbulayo. Ngizabuza loba ngubani nxa bengakhumbula loba nini ukuthi wake wakhuluma ulutho kodwa lokho okwakuliqiniso. Kuhlezi kusenzakala ngendlela yona athi kuzenzakala ngayo.
And he's supposed to, according to the scriptures, return to us in this last days and this type of ministry.
Futhi ufanele ukuthi ngokuya kwemibhalo ukubuyela kithi ensukwini lezi zokugcina kulolu hlobo lwenkonzo.
That'll be after the baptism of the Spirit and speaking in tongues and divine healing and so forth, these things.
Lokho kungemva kobhaphathizo kamoya futhi lokukhuluma ngendimi njalo lokusiliswa ngoNkulunkulu lokunjalo izinto lezi.
The capping of the Pentecostal message is what we're speaking of today. This ministry of the Christ himself impersonated among his people with the very same things that he did when he was here on earth.
Ukugcwaliswa kombiko wePentecost yilokho esikhuluma mayelana ngakho lamuhla. Inkonzo leyi kaKristu ngokwakhe ilingiselwe phakathi kwabantu bakhe. Kanye lezinto ezifanayo lezo azenzayo lapho esasemhlabeni lapha.
In his body the bride which is part of him doing the same things as husband and wife or king and queen just before the marriage ceremony.
Emzimbeni wakhe umlobokazi oyingcenye yakhe esenza izinto ezifanayo njengendoda lomfazi kumbe inkosi lendlovukazi ngaphambilini nje komkhosi womtshado.
This week, the Lord willing, I wish to speak some on that out in our campaign here at the Embassy Hotel. And kind of get acquainted in my humble way of doing it.
Liviki inkosi ivuma. Ngifisa ukukhuluma okunye kulokho. Phandle emsakazweni wethu lapha Embassy Hotel. Futhi singathi siyejwayelana ngendlela yami ethobekileyo yokukwenza ngayo.
The time and the hour that we're living, if a person don't know which way to go, what to do, or how to turn, you're not walking by faith anymore. You're just guessing. You're presuming. And presume is to advance without official authority.
Isikhathi lehola esiliphilayo. Nxa umuntu engakwazi indlela yokuhamba, lokho okokwenza kumbe ukuthi uchibilike njani. Awusahambi ngokholo njalo. Uyacabangela nje. Uyacabangela. Futhi ukucabangela yikuqhubeka ungela gunya elisemthethweni.
So if we haven't got the real official authority to know what God said would take place in this hour, how are we ever going to face this hour?
Ngakho nxa singela igunya elisemthethweni eliqotho, ukuba kwazi lokho uNkulunkulu akuchoyo ukuthi kuzathatha indawo kuleli ihola. Sizakhangelana njani laleli ihola?
And we've got to face it knowing by faith in his word the things that's supposed to be happening now.
Futhi kumele sikhangele sisazi ngokholo elizwini lakhe izinto okumele zibe zisenzakala khathesi.
And the condition of the nations, the condition of the people, condition of the church and so forth, we got to know that and then how to walk out to face it.
futhi lesimo zezizwe, isimo sabantu, isimo sebandla, futhi lokunjalo. Kumele sibe kwazi lokho, futhi ke lokuthi siphume njani uyahlangana lakho.
If you don't know how to do that, you're just what we used to call kind of haphazardly, just jumping, hoping it'll be here, hoping this and hoping that, and will it be?
Nga ungakwazi ukuthi ukwenze njani lokho. Unje nje lokho esijwayele ukubiza ngohlobo lokuthi ngokungahlelekanga ukweqela phakathi nje uthemba ukuthi kuzabe kulapha uthemba lokho futhi uthemba lokho futhi kuzakuba yikho.
But God don't want us to do that. He wants us to know what he has said about this day and then meet it by faith because he said it would be that way.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu kafuni ukuthi senze lokho. Ufuna ukuthi sibe kwazi lokho akukhulumileyo ngalolu suku. Futhi ke sihlangane lakho ngokholo ngoba wathi kuza kuba ngaleyo ndlela.
And we know your truth then because you haven't got some person's word for it, you got his word of what we must do.
Khona ke siyakwazi uliqiniso ke. Ngoba awula amazwi omuntu kukho. Ulelizwi lakhe kwalokho okufanele sikwenze.
And we're hoping that our Heavenly Father will grant this to us this week.
Futhi siyathemba ukuthi ubaba wethu osezulwini uza sipha lokhu kithi kuliviki.
Now I'm sorry that I cut off of what I was saying a few moments ago about coming to Tucson. And I thought myself that it was the end of my life.
Manje ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngiqumile ngalokho ebengikutsho imizuzu emilutshwane edluleyo mayelana ngokuza eTucson. Futhi ngacabanga ngokwami ukuthi kwase kuyisiphetho sempilo yami.
No one could ever stand that shock of that condition that happened in that vision that morning about 10 o'clock at home that would ever be able to live after that.
Ngacabanga ukuthi akula muntu owayengamelana lokwethuka kwaleso simo esenzakalayo kulowo mbono lokhu kusa phose ngehola lechumi nta ngekhaya ongenelisa ukuphila emva kwalokho.
Well, I come to Tucson making arrangements with my son for my wife and children to go with him after I was gone because I thought it was my end.
Ngani ngeza eTucson ngisenza amalungiselelo lendodana yami okomkami labantwana ukuthi ahambe laye emva kokuba sengihambile ngoba ngangicabanga ukuthi kwakuyisiphetho sami.
And Phoenix, the man, the meetings before it happened, I told you just how it would happen.
Futhi lami, ePhoenix, futhi lemihlangano eminingi kungekenzakali. Ngalitshela ukuthi kwakuza kwenzakala njani.
Well, a few months after that, I was up in Sabina Canyon one morning, which is just north of Tucson. I was up there to pray.
Oh, inyanga ezilutshwane emva kwalokho. Ngangiphezulu eSabina Canyon, ngokunye ukusa. Lokho okusenyakatho eTucson. Ngangiphezulu lapho ukuyakhuleka.
And while I was praying, I had my hand up in the air and saying, Father, I pray thee that thou will somehow help me, give me strength for the hour that I'm now facing.
Futhi lapho ngikhuleka, ngangiphakamise isandla sami phezulu emoyeni, ngisithi, Baba, ngiyakucela wena ukuthi ungincede ngenye indlela. Ungiphe amandla awehola esengikhangelane lalo khathesi.
And if my work is finished here on earth, then I must come to you. And it's not as I regret coming, but I know that you'll take care of my family. And I'm just asking for strength for this hour. And something struck my hand.
Futhi nxa umsebenzi wami usuphelile lapha emhlabeni, khona ke kumele ngibuye kuwe. Futhi ayisikho ukuthi ngiyasola ukubuya. Kodwa ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzanakekela imuli yami futhi ngicela amandla kuleli hola futhi enye into yachaya isandla sami.
Now radio audience, this may seem strange I have said, but it's the truth and God is my judge.
Manje abalalele emsakazweni lokho kungakhangeleka njengokumangalisayo lokho engikukhulumileyo kodwa kuliqiniso futhi uNkulunkulu umahluleli wami.
I looked at my hand and there was a sword. Had a sheath over the handle part, and the handle itself was made of pearl. This looked like kind of a gold-like guard over the handle part.
ngakhangela esandleni sami futhi kwakulenkemba yayilesikhwama phezu kwengxenye yesibambo futhi isibambo ngokwaso sasenziwe ngephareli futhi nje sasikhangeleka njengohlobo lwesivikelo segolide phezulu kwengxenye yesibambo.
And the knife itself looked rather like it was kind of a shiny, like something like chrome or something glistening in the sun.
Futhi le ngqamu ngokwayo yayikhangeleka njengathi luhlobo lwento engathi iyacazimula. Oh, enye into enjenge chrome kumbe enye into icazimula elangeni.
Now it's about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, way on top of a mountain. You can imagine how a person feel that I'm in my right mind would feel standing there with a sword from nowhere, people for miles and miles holding that in your hand. I felt of it, tucked and waved the blade back and forth, and why it was a sword.
Manje, kwakulihola lechumi, kumbe lechumi lanye nta ekuseni, khonale esiqongweni sentaba. Ungacabanga ukuthi umuntu, ukuthi ngiyazizwa ukuthi ngisengqondweni yami ephilileyo. Engezwa njani emile lapho lenkemba engaziwayo ukuthi ivele ngapi? Abantu okwamamayila lamamayila ubambe lokho esandleni sakho. Ngakuzwa ngathatha futhi ngazungeza ingqamu emuva laphambili futhi ngani kwakuyinkemba.
Now look around, I said, well, now how could that ever happen? Here I am standing here, right here, and no one around for miles and miles, and where did that come from?
Futhi ngathalaza ngathi, aw, manje lokho kungenzakala kanjani? Nangu mina ngimile lapha khona lapha futhi kungela muntu eduze okwamamayila lamamayila futhi lokho kwavela ngapi?
I said, well, I suppose maybe it's the Lord telling me it's my end time. And a voice spoke and said, this is the sword of the Lord.
Futhi ngathi, awu, ngiyacabangela mhlawumbe yinkosi engitshelayo ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sami sokugcina. Futhi ilizwi lakhuluma lathi, le yinkemba yenkosi.
And I thought, well, a sword then is for like a king to knight, you know, how they used to do in England and different places. I thought, that's what that is for, to knight.
Futhi ngacabanga, awu, inkemba, khona ke ingeyo njengenkosi ukugcotshwa. Liyakwazi ukuthi babevame ukwenza njani eNgilandi lasendaweni ezehlukeneyo. Ngacabanga yikho lokho okwenzelwa khona ukugcotshwa.
And I thought, well, maybe I'm supposed to lay hands on people, for I had all kinds of human mind can be all messed up, you know, you don't know. Our minds is finite, his is infinite.
Futhi ngacabanga, mhlawumbe kumele ngibeke izandla phezu kwabantu kumbe ngangile nhlobo yonke ingqondo yomuntu ingaphambaniseka. Liyazi alikwazi ingqondo zethu zilomkhawulo eyakhe kayila mkhawulo.
So, and as I was, then it left my hand, and I didn't know where it went, just disappeared.
Ngakho futhi njengoba ngangi khona ke yasuka esandleni sami futhi angizange ngibe kwazi ukuthi yahamba ngapi, yanyamalala nje.
Well, if a person didn't understand a little bit about spiritual things, you'd go crazy like that. You'd be standing there and wondering what happened.
Ngani? Nga umuntu engazwisisi kancane mayelana ngezinto zikamoya. Ungahlanya kanjalo. Ngabe umile lapho umangala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakeleyo.
And he said, the vision is not your end time, it's for your ministry. That sword is the word. The seven seals will be opened of the mysteries of.
Futhi wathi, umbono kawusiso isikhathi sakho sokugcina ngokwenkonzo yakho. Inkemba leyo ilizwi, impawu eziyisikhombisa zizavulwa. Imfihlakalo ze.
And then 2 weeks after that, or 2 months rather after that, I was up in the mountain with a bunch of friends when it happened.
Futhi ke emavikini amabili emva kwalokho, kumbe inyanga ezimbili ngingatsho emva kwalokho, ngangiphezulu entabeni lexuku labangane lapho kusenzakala.
Seven angels, just as clear as you're standing here, came sweeping down from heaven. The rocks and the mountains rolled out and down the hills, and people stand there were screaming and going on and on, and dust flying everywhere.
Ingilosi eziyisikhombisa kukhanya nje njengoba limile lapha zeza zithanyelela phansi zivela ezulwini. Amadwala ezintabeni agiqika futhi laphansi kwentaba ezincane. Futhi abantu babe milapho, babe klabalala, futhi beqhubeka. Liyazi, futhi lothuli lwaphakama indawo yonke.
And when it was, he said, return to your home now, will be each angel will be one of the seals of the seven seals.
Futhi lapho sekunjalo, wathi, buyela ekhaya lakho. Manje kuzakuba ingilosi ngayinye, izakuba ngolunye lwezimpawu zezimpawu eziyisikhombisa.
Which is on tape, and the book will be out pretty soon, being now it's kind of grammarized.
Lokho kusethephini, futhi lebhuku lizabe seliphunyisiwe kungasikude, lona khathesi lisahlelwa amabala.
As you know, my grammar is not very good. You just have to be people that love me and know how to understand me on my grammar.
Njengoba lisazi, ukuhlela kwamabala ami akulolongekanga. Futhi abantu abangeke, kumele libe ngabantu nje abangithandayo. Futhi libe kwazi ukungizwisisa ekuhleleni amabala kwami.
But some theologian is grammarizing it for me and taking out all maybe I said the wrong word there. I don't even know. So I heard someone laughing, so I guess that grammarize wasn't right.
Kodwa esinye isazi senkolo uyangihlelela amabala kilo. Futhi ekhipha konke awu, mhlawumbe ngikhulume ibala elingayisilo lapho. Angikwazi vele. Ngakho, ngizwe omunye ehleka. Ngakho, ngacabangela ukuthi ukuhlela amabala kwakungaqondanga.
But like the Dutchman, you take me for what I mean and not what I say, maybe.
Kodwa njengendoda yedahaji, liyangithatha ngalokho engikuchoyo, futhi hatshi engikukhulumileyo, mhlawumbe.
And it's just 3 minutes now, I'm told, until the closing of the program.
Futhi sekuyimizuzu emithathu manje, ngiyatshelwa, ekuvalweni kohlelo.
Now you dear people out in a radio land, and you that's sick and needy, here in the audience, would you just lay your hands on each other now while we have this word of prayer for the sick?
Manje, lina bantu abathandekayo, abasemazweni omsakazo, futhi lani eligulayo, elilezidingo lapha kubalaleli, lingabeka izandla zenyu, womunye ngamunye wenu khathesi, lapho sisiba laleli lizwi lomkhuleko wabagulayo.
Now Jesus said his last commission to the church, these signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Manje, uJesu wathi, ukulayela kwakhe kokugcina ebandleni, lezi izibonakaliso, zizabalandela labo abakholwayo. Bona abakholwayo. Nxa bebeka izandla zabo phezu kwabagulayo, bazasila.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're like children today. We're obeying what you said do. We are laying hands upon all these telephone requests.
Baba osezulwini othandekayo, sinjengabantwana lamuhla. Siyalalela lokho owathi sikwenze. Sibeka izandla phezulu kwezicelo lezi ezefoni.
Thou seest them out in the land, out there how they're needy, the suffering. You see those here that are needy, suffering.
Wena uyabona phandle emazweni, phandle ngale, ukuthi balezidingo okunganani, inhlupheko. Uyabona labo lapha abalezidingo, abahluphekayo.
And we are committing them to thee, dear God, with this faith in thy word, that thou hast said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Futhi siyabanikela kuwe, Nkulunkulu othandekayo, silokholo lolu elizwini lakho, lelo olikhulumileyo. Lezi zibonakaliso zizabalandela labo abakholwayo. Nxa bebeka izandla zabo phezu kwabagulayo, bazasila.
Grant it, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Siphe khona, Nkosi, ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Shakarian. It's certainly a grand privilege to be back again on the broadcast to speak to some of our friends out and the radio land as well as present here.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Shakarin. Ngeqiniso kulithuba elihle ukuphenduka njalo emsakazweni. Ukukhuluma labanye babangane bethu phandle elizweni lasemsakazweni. Labakhona lapha njalo.
And we're certainly extending this invitation to you to come to the embassy hotel tomorrow afternoon to be prayed for, and not only that, but to bring the ones that sinners and those who are backslidden.
Futhi ngeqiniso siyangezelela ukunxusa lokhu kini ukuthi libuye e-embassy hotel kusasa emini ukuzokhulekelwa futhi hathi lokho kuphela kodwa lilethe labo abayizoni lalabo ababuyele emuva.
If we just have a prayer for the sick and we do see God constantly doing great miracles, but that's secondarily.
Nga singaba lomkhuleko kwabagulayo nje futhi siyabona uNkulunkulu izikhathi zonke esenza izimanga ezinkulu kodwa lokho ngokwesibili.
The main thing is to be saved, filled with God's Spirit, which I'm going to speak to you about just in a few moments here. And the sufficiency, how that we must be filled with God's Spirit.
Into enkulu yikusindiswa ugcwaliswe ngomoya kaNkulunkulu. Lokho engizakhuluma ngakho kini phose njengemizuzu emilutshwana lapha. Futhi lokwaneleyo ukuthi singagcwaliswa njani ngomoya kaNkulunkulu.
And divine healing usually draws an attention to people and brings them in the presence of God. When God does something that they know is it's not understood.
Futhi ukusilisa okungcwele kuvame ukukhanga abantu futhi kubaletha ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu nxa uNkulunkulu esenza olunye ulutho abalwaziyo ukuthi aluzwisiseki.
We cannot mechanically show how it's done. God does it in his own great way.
Angeke sitshengise ngokomchina ukuthi kwenziwa njani. UNkulunkulu ukwenza ngendlela yakhe ngokwakhe enkulu.
Then that attracts the attention of the people to know that there's a presence of a power somewhere that can do something that's beyond human understanding. And that causes them to look to the Lamb of God.
Khona ke lokhu kuyakhanga ukulalela kwabantu ukuba kwazi ukuthi kulobukhona bamandla kwenye indawo lokho okungenza into edlula ukuzwisisa komuntu futhi lokho kuyababangela ukuthi bakhangele ewundlweni likaNkulunkulu.
And always divine healing, I've been told, and I believe myself, that about between 60 maybe 70% of our Lord's ministry was on divine healing.
Futhi izikhathi zonke ukusiliswa okungcwele ngiyatshelwa futhi ngiyakholwa ngokwami ukuthi kungaba phakathi kwamaphesenti angamachumi ayisithupha mhlawumbe futhi lamaphesenti angamachumi ayisikhombisa enkonzo yenkosi yethu ayesekusiliseni okungcwele.
And he did that to attract the people. Then when they were there, he said, except you believe I am he, you will perish in your sins.
Futhi wenza lokho ukukhanga abantu khona ke kwathi sebelapho wathi ngaphandle kokuba likhole ukuthi nginguye lizabhubha esonweni senu.
Now divine healing is a great drawing card to get people to look to the Lord Jesus.
Manje ukusilisa okungcwele likhadi elikhulu elidonsayo ukwenza abantu bakhangele enkosini uJesu.
And Dr. F.F. Bosworth, which many of you was a friend to and knew him, and his ministry meant so much to me as a young minister. I started out in my meetings and I run into Brother Bosworth.
Futhi uDokotela F.F. Bosworth, labo abaningi benu lali ngumngani kuye, futhi lali mazi, lenkonzo yakhe yayisitsho okunengi kimi, njengomchumayeli omncinyane. Ngaqala phandle emhlanganweni yami futhi ngadibana lomfowethu Bosworth.
He used to say divine healing, it's a crude little statement now. He said divine healing is the bait on a fish hook.
Wayevame ukuthi ukusilisa okungcwele yisitsho esingathi esiluhlaza kancinyane manje. Wathi ukusilisa okungcwele isithiso ehukeni yenhlanzi.
Said you never show the fish the hook you show him the bait. And then he gets at the bait and gets on the hook.
Wathi, awutshengisi inhlanzi ihuka. Uyayitshengisa isithiyiso. Futhi ke iyalandela isithiyiso. Futhi ibisisiya ehukeni.
So, that's what we try to do. That's our, our aim is to get people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ngakho yikho esizama ukukwenza. Yiyo si inhloso yethu enkulu. Yikuletha abantu enkosini uJesu Kristu. Futhi uyafana izolo lamuhla lanini nini.
So if he was a healer in the days gone by, he's a healer today.
Ngakho, nxa wayengumsilisi ensukwini ezedlulileyo. Ungumsilisi lamuhla.
Just a personal testimony before I pray for the sick out in the radio land.
Ubufakazi bami nje ngingakakhulekeli abagulayo phandle elizweni lomsakazo.
It was a few days ago I was setting up in a mountains where a great thing had taken place before 15 or 20 brethren there where the angel of the Lord came so down.
Bekuzinsuku ezindlutshwane ezedlulileyo. Ngangihlezi phezulu ezintabeni. Lapho into enkulu eyathatha indawo. Phambi kwabazalwane abalithumi lanhlanu. Kumbe abalithumi lambili lapho. Lapho ingilozi yenkosi yehla phansi.
And great light flying like a comet bursting around through the mountains and rocks flying for 200 feet or more across there, cutting the top of the trees out.
Futhi lokukhanya okukhulu okuphapha sankanyezi elomsila. Kudubuka kudlula ezintabeni lapho. Futhi lamadwala ephakama okwamafidi amakhulu amabili. Kumbe amaningi. Kuleyo ndawo. Equma iziqongo zezihlahla.
And I was standing right under it and told him just a few months before it happened, it would be there. And what would happen? Frankly, it was told the day before.
Futhi ngangimile khona phansi kwakho. Futhi ngabatshela inyanga ezimbalwa kungakenzakali. Kuza kuba khona futhi lalokho okwakuzenzakala. Ngeqiniso kwakhulunywa ilanga kungekenzakali.
And all these men running under trucks and everything trying to get away, they didn't know what had taken place. And he spoke and said what would take place right immediately afterwards.
Futhi la madoda onke lawo begijima phansi kwamatraki. Lokunye konke bezama ukubaleka. Kabazange babekwazi lokho okwakuthatha indawo. Futhi wakhuluma njalo watsho lokho okwakuzathatha indawo khona masinyane emva kwalokho.
Sitting on this certain rock there right where he had appeared, I had a friend that was with us that had come down from up Minnesota. His people are here this morning, and I'm not sure, but what he may be here on some of the other floors.
Nihlezi edwaleni elithile lapho. Khona lapho ayibonakale khona. Ngangilo lo mngane, lo owayelathi, lo owehla phezulu eMinnesota. Abantu bakhe balapha lokhu kusa. Futhi angila qiniso kodwa lokho engabe elapha kwezinye izibuya.
It's Donovan Wirtz. And a fine young fellow, a Lutheran, that had just given his life to Christ and been filled with the Spirit.
Kwakungu Donovan Wirtz. Futhi lo mfo omncinyane omuhle, umLutheran, owayenikeze impilo yakhe kuKristu futhi wagcwaliswa ngumoya.
Very humble German boy, about 30 years old, family, two or three little children.
Umfana ozithobe kakhulu waseGerman, ongaba leminyaka engamachumi amathathu. Imuli, abantwana, ababili, kumbe abathathu.
He moved down to Tucson just to be neighbors with me. We're 300 or 400 had moved in to be neighbors.
Wehla phansi eTucson ukuzokuba nje ngumakhelwane lami. Lapho amakhulu amathathu kumbe amane babebuye ukuzokuba ngumakhelwane.
So I'm glad to have such neighbors as that. They follow me always to South Africa and everywhere around just to be near to see the with me and to be with me and enjoy the pleasures of the Lord.
Ngakho futhi ngiyathokoza ukuba labo makhelwane abanjalo bayangilandela indlela yonke kusukela eSouth Africa futhi la kuyo yonke indawo ukuthi bebe seduzane nje futhi babone lami futhi uzoba lami futhi sikholise intokozo zenkosi.
Such a humble fellow, I never noticed him very much. Of course, the people that I know and associate with are just like my own brother, sister.
Umfo ozithobileyo. Nganyingakaze ngimnanzelelisise. Yebo ke, abantu engibaziyo futhi engilobudlelwano labo. Banjengomfo wethu, dadewethu.
I watch them and see if I think they're getting out of line and take them out to one side and talk with them because I love them. We want to live in glory together.
Ngiyabakhangela futhi ngizwe nqa ngicabanga ukuthi sebephuma emzileni futhi ngibadonsele eceleni futhi ngikhulume labo ngoba bayangithanda sifuna ukuphila enkazimulweni ndawonye.
Sometimes maybe in the meetings you think I speak harsh to you. That isn't because that I don't love you, but it does come from my heart because it must be just one way.
Futhi kwezinye izikhathi mhlawumbe emhlanganweni licabanga ukuthi ngikhuluma ngolaka kini. Lokho akuveli kikho. Lokho akusikho ukuthi angilithandi. Kodwa kuvela enhlizweni yami. Ngoba ngikumele kube nje indlela eyodwa.
There's only one way to serve God, and we must stay in His way, no matter what our thoughts is, His way.
Kule ndlela eyodwa eyokukhonza uNkulunkulu. Futhi kumele sihlale endleleni yakhe. Kungenani lokuthi imicabango yethu iyini. Indlela yakhe.
And I noticed Donovan on the right tip of his ear was swollen perhaps 3 times its size and looked very red.
Futhi ngananzelela uDonovan ngaphezu kwendlebe yakhe yokuneni. Yayivuvukile mhlawumbe okuphindwe 3 isilinganiso sayo. Futhi kwakukhanyeleka kubomvu gebhu.
Well, not thinking maybe that there in the desert for a few days that where we've been, that maybe he had gotten some cactus in his ear. But taking a hold of his hand, I found out that it was a cancer.
Oh, manje ngicabanga mhlawumbe lokho. Lapho enkangala, okwamalanga amalutshwane, lapho esasikhona, ukuthi mhlawumbe wathola idolofiya endlebeni yakhe. Kodwa ngibamba isandla sakhe, ngathola ukuthi kwakuyimvukuzane.
So I said to Donovan, have you, how long has that been on your ear? Just kind of throw him off like I didn't know.
Ngakho ngathi kuDonovan, ngathi, Donovan, uke wa sokulesikhathi esinganani lokho kusendlebeni yakho, ukuthi nje ngimlahlise, sengathi ngangingazi.
I said, how long has that been on there, Donovan? He said, Brother Branham, about 6 months, he said.
Ngathi. So kulesikhathi esinganani lokho kulapho Donovan wathi mfowethu Branham phose inyanga eziyisithupha watsho.
I said, why didn't you mention it to me? He said, oh, seeing so busy, so I didn't want to do it. He said, I just thought maybe sometime the Lord might tell you.
Ngathi kungani ungazange wakutsho kimi wathi oh ngikubona ubambekile kakhulu wathi bengingafuni ukukwenza wathi ngicabange nje mhlawumbe ngesinye isikhathi inkosi ingakutshela.
So I said, do you realize what it is? He said, I have a good idea. I said, that is right.
Ngakho ngathi uyananzelela ukuthi kuyini wathi ngilomqondo oyiwo ngathi kunjalo.
And the second morning, no more than that, holding the boy by the hand, the second morning, there wasn't even a scar on his ear. It was all completely gone.
Futhi ngokusa kwesibili, kungedluli lokho. Ngibambe umfana ngesandla. Ukusa kwesibili, kwakungela ngitsho isilonda endlebeni yakhe. Kwakungasekho konke ngokupheleleyo.
So many times we press and trying to get to this, that, or see. It's these signs shall follow the believer.
Izikhathi ezinengi siyalwisa. Futhi sizama ukufika kulokhu, lokho. Kumbe bona kuyi lezi izibonakaliso zizalandela okholwayo.
It didn't say if they pray for the sick, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We must have faith ourselves in what we're doing.
Akuzange kuthi nxa bengakhulekela abagulayo, nxa bebeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo, bazasila. Kumele sibe lokholo ngokwethu kulokho esikwenzayo.
All right. So now, Donovan is probably here. You'll meet him. He'll be here. If he isn't here this morning on some of the other floors, you'll meet him. And he'll know the testimony.
Kulungile. Ngakho manje uDonovan mhlawumbe ulapha. Lizahlangana laye. Uzabe elapha. Nxa engekho lapha lokhu kusa kwezinye izibuya. Lizahlangana laye. Futhi uzakubabazi ubufakazi.
And what more could I say? I believe Luke or John once said, the world couldn't contain the books that could be written of what he's done among the people in this last days.
Futhi kuphi okuningi engingakutsho? Ngiyakholwa uLuka kumbe uJohane omunye wathi wawungeke ubambe uthwale amabhuku abhalwe ngalokho akwenzileyo phakathi kwabantu ensukwini lezi zokugcina.
How six been healed, alcoholics delivered by the thousands of them, and all kinds of diseases and afflictions.
Ukuthi abagulayo basiliswe njani, izidakwa zakhululwa ngezinkulungwane zabo, futhi lenhlobo zonke zemikhuhlane lokuhlupheka.
Now you out in Radio Land as well as here, holding here now a great handful of requests that's come in by the phone this morning, constantly ringing since we've been here.
Manje, lina phandle ezweni lomsakazo, njalo lalapha, ngibambe lapha izicelo eziningi ezigcwele isandla, ezibuye ngefoni lokhu kusa. Ibilokhu ikhala kusukela silapha.
And so we 196 requests has come in this morning by the phone since we've been in here.
Futhi ke si ikhulu lamachumi ayisificamunwemunye lesithupha ezicelo zibuyile lokhu kusa ngefoni selokhu silapha.
So let us join in prayer now as each one, wherever you are out in the land, lay your hands on one another if you're believers. If not, lay your hand up on the Bible or something out there while we pray here and there.
Ngakho asihlanganeni emkhulekweni manje lapho ilo lalo loba ngapi okhona phandle ezweni. Bekani izandla zenu phezu komunye lamunye. Nxa lingabakholwayo, nxa lingeyisibo, bekani izandla zenu phezu kweBhayibheli kumbe olunye ulutho phandle lapho. Lapho sikhuleka lapha lalapho.
Dear Heavenly Father, the little testimony of Donovan works. Just one of the thousands, Lord, that thou hast so graciously.
Baba osezulwini, othandekayo. Ubufakazi obuncane buka Donovan Words obunye nje bezinkulungwane Nkosi ukuthi wena ngomusa omkhulu.
I pray that you'll look down into the hearts of the people both here and in Radio Land and may they everyone be healed.
Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi ukhangele phansi enhliziyweni zabantu abalapha labaselizweni lomsakazo futhi makuthi bonke basiliswe.
May the evil one leave them, and may they be delivered from all their afflictions. Grant it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Makuthi omubi abachi, futhi mabakhululwe ekuhluphekeni kwabo konke. Siphe khona, Baba, ebizweni lika Jesu Christu. Indodana yakho siyakucela. Amen. Siyakubonga Nkosi.
Well, this is three times for me up here this morning. And you know, it was just told that we got to vacate the building in about 12, 14 minutes or something. And the management said it's on the other floor there and they can't serve any meals.
Oh. Lokhu sokungokwesithathu kimi lapha lokhu kusa. Mina bo, futhi, liyazi. Kwakhulunywa nje ukuthi kumele sisuke esakhiweni ngemizuzu engabaphose lichumi lambili, lichumi lani, kumbe enye into. Futhi abaphathi bathe lo kwesinye isibuya lapho, futhi angeke banika ukudla.
Our meals lengthened out. We have many courses, you know.
Ukudla kwethu kwengeziwe. Silezigaba eziningi. Liyazi.
So we're very, very glad that we have had this great spiritual gastronomical jubilee, as I would call it, this morning, here with this fine bunch of men.
Ngakho siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibe lejubhili enkulu kamoya lokudla okubalulekileyo njengengingakubiza ngakho lokhu kusa lapha laleli xuku lamadoda amahle.
I'd like to make mention that we are the services again tomorrow afternoon over at the embassy. Now we will be praying for the sick there and expecting God to meet with us.
Ngizathanda ukutsho ukuthi si inkonzo njalo kusasa emini khona e-embassy. Manje sizabe sikhulekela abagulayo lapho futhi sikhangelele uNkulunkulu ukuthi ahlangane lathi.
I've come to put in my part, my ministry, and to making all that we can this meeting to be a success.
Futhi ngizile ukuzobeka ingxenye yami, inkonzo yami, ekwenzeni konke esingakwenza lumhlangano uphumelele.
Not a success because it's our meeting, but a success of people finding Jesus Christ. That's the success.
Hathi ukuphumelela ngoba kuyinhlangano yethu. Kodwa ukuphumelela kwabantu bethola uJesu Kristu yikho ukuphumelela.
Any meetings, no matter how much we praise God, how many great things that we see Him do, how many times He speaks to us in the Spirit, and so forth, unless there's something accomplished, some souls brought into the kingdom.
Loba yipi imihlangano, kungenani lokuthi sidumisa kanganani uNkulunkulu. Zinengi okunganani izinto ezinkulu lezo esimbona ezenza. Kunengi okunganani. Akhuluma lathi emoyeni. Lokunjalo. Ngaphandle kokuthi kube lento efezwayo. Imiphefumulo elethwa embusweni.
And Brother Shakarian, I just made a real statement just now about what he thought about these days that we're living in. I truly believe that with all my heart that we're living just at the closing time, just in the evening shadows.
Futhi umfowethu Shakarian ukhulume isitsho seqiniso khona khathesi nje ngalokho abe ekucabanga mayelana ngensuku lezi esiphila kizo. Ngiyakholwa ngeqiniso lokho ngenhliziyo yami yonke ukuthi siphila nje esikhathini sokucina phakathi nje kwamathunzi antambama.
Far advanced. And when we see things taking place the way they are today, why, it's hard telling what another generation would bring.
Ilanga selisiyachona. Futhi lapho sibona izinto zisenzakala ngendlela eziyizo lamuhla. Ngani? Kunzima ukutsho ukuthi esinye isizukulwana singalethani.
A few days ago, just let me give you a little inside something. They made an analysis throughout Arizona where I live. Of all the schools that gave the children unknowingly to them a mental test.
Amalanga amalutshwane adluleyo. Ngivumeleni nje ngilinike ulutho oluncinyane olwaphakathi. Bahlolisisa iArizona yonke lapho engihlala khona kuzo zonke izikolo. Banika abantwana bengakwazi bona umhloliso wengqondo.
And guess what, including high schools and grammar school, there was 80% of the children suffering with mental deficiency.
Futhi cabanga ukuthini kugoqela izikolo zaphezulu futhi lezikolo zokuhlelwa kwamabalwa lolimi kwakula amapercenti angamachumi ayisificaminwembili abantwana abagula ngokungapheleli kwengqondo.
70% of them was television watchers. The evils that just slipped up on us and you wonder why it comes.
Amapercenti angamachumi ayisikhombisa abo babengababukeli bethelevishini. Liyabona ububi banyenyela phezu kwethu futhi kasi uyamangala ukuthi kungani kusiza.
You can hear the voice of God screaming out against it, and yet here we find ourselves webbed into it.
Ungalizwa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lihlaba umkhosi liphikisana lakho futhi kukanti lapha siyazithola sithandelwe ngobulembu kukho.
Let me give you a shocking something. See, not all that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter in, but the one that doeth the will of my Father. His will is His word.
Ake ngilinike enye into eyethusayo. Bona, hathi bonke labo abathi kimi, Nkosi, Nkosi, abazangena phakathi. kodwa lo oyenza intando kababa wami, intando yakhe lilizwi lakhe.
We can be ever so religious, have great time shouting, jumping in these meetings which we're
singaba ngabenkolo, sibe lezikhathi ezinkulu, simemeza, siseqa emihlanganweni leyo esi.
I don't want to be critical, but I have a duty to do to God. And that duty is to be sincere and to say what He wants me to say.
Angifuni kuba ngumchothozi. Kodwa ngilomlando wokwenza kuNkulunkulu. Futhi lowo mlando ukuqiniseka lokukhuluma lokho afuna ukuthi ngikukhulume.
And I'm certainly grateful for the California chapter who's bore with me and my convictions.
Futhi ngilokubonga ngeqiniso ngabakhulu abenhlanganiso yaseCalifornia ababekezele lami ezinkonzweni zami.
If I don't speak my convictions, I'm a hypocrite. I'm not even honest with you. And if I can't be honest with you, how will I be honest with God? Because I see you and talk to you.
Nga ngingakhulumi izinkolo zami, ngingumzenzisi. Futhi manje angithembakalanga kini. Futhi nga ngingathembakali kini, ngizathembakala njani kuNkulunkulu? Ngoba ngiyalibona futhi ngikhulume lani.
Of course we do to God too, but we got to be really sincere and honest with one another.
Yebo sibili, siyakwenza kuNkulunkulu. Futhi kodwa kumele siqiniseke, futhi sithembakale kulola lo.
We are certainly in a horrible age.
Ngeqiniso siphakathi kobubi, isikhathi esibi.
And did you ever stop? Let me give you just a little analysis. Not all that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter therein, but the one that doeth the will of my Father.
Futhi like lama ngivumeleni nje ngilinike ukuhlola okuncane. Hathi bonke labo abathi kimi, Nkosi, Nkosi, abaza kungena phakathi. Kodwa lo oyenza intando kaBaba wami.
Jesus said on earth, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word, not just at now and then a word. But by every word.
UJesu wathi emhlabeni, umuntu kayikuphila ngesinkwa kuphela, kodwa ngelizwi lonke. Lonke ilizwi, hathi nje khathesi lalapho ilizwi, kodwa ngelizwi lonke.
It was one word, misbelief by God's commandments that caused death, sorrow, and every sickness and heartache. To miss God's word, one word.
Kwakulilizwi elilodwa elalingakholwanga ngikaNkulunkulu. Lomlayo kaNkulunkulu elabangela ukufa insizi futhi lokugula konke lobuhlungu benhliziyo ukweqa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ilizwi elilodwa.
If he taken the human race into death by misbelieving one word, surely, but he said it would happen. Satan said, surely it won't, but it did. So we've got to keep every word of God.
Nxa wathatha usendo lwabantu walubeka ekufeni ngokungalaleli, ngokungakholwa ilizwi elilodwa, ngeqiniso, kodwa wathi, kuzakwenzakala. USathane wathi, ngeqiniso akusoze, kodwa kwenzakala. Ngakho, kufanele sigcine lonke ilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
And if the human and all this suffering and things that went on the human race by misconstruing or misbelieving one word, how are we going back by missing one? If it's cost all this price, even the life of his son. Many are called, few are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. I can't take a text from this, but because we haven't got time, but just to leave something with you.
Futhi nxa umuntu lakho konke lokhu kuhlupheka lezinto ezenzakalayo kusendo lomuntu, ngokuchasisa ukungayisikho, kumbe ukungakholwa ilizwi elilodwa. Siyabuyela kanjani emuva ngokweqa elilodwa nxa kubiza inhlawulo yonke leyi lempilo yendodana yakhe? Banengi ababiziweyo, balutshwane abakhethiweyo. Banengi ababiziweyo, balutshwane abakhethiweyo. Angeke ngithathe isifundo kulokho, kodwa ngoba asila sikhathi, kodwa nje ukulichiya lilolunye ulutho.
Let us think of, I went one day with Brother Shakarian. When there's high breeding cattle.
Gasicabangeni nge ngahamba ngolunye usuku lomfowethu Shakarian lapho ababexubanisa imhlobo yenkomo.
And I seen the in the laboratory where Brother Shakarian taken me in, and they dipped in the sperm of the male cow just a little, like a little instrument of match stem, and took up a bunch of that sperm and put it under this glass that magnified it hundreds of times.
Futhi ngabona I elaboratory lapho umfowethu Shakarian angingenisa khona. Futhi basebetshonisa phakathi kobudoda benkomo enduna okuncane nje njengethuluzi elincinyane isitiki somentshisi. Futhi bathatha ixuku lobudoda lobo futhi babufaka phansi kwaleyi ingilazi elakukhulisa ngokuphindwe okwamakhulu.
And there was little germs jumping in that sperm, which we know the germ comes from the male and the egg from the female.
Futhi kwakulembewana ezincinyane ziseqa phakathi kwayo phakathi kobudoda. Lokho siyakwazi ukuthi imbewana ivela kowesilisa leqanda kowesifazane.
And I asked the chemist there, I said, what's that making that little jump like? And he said, that's little bulls and calves. See?
Futhi ngabuza kumkhemisti lapho ngathi kuyini okweqa kancane njengalokho. Wathi lezo zinkunzi ezincane lamathole bona.
I said, in that little drop? He said, yes.
Futhi ngathi ethonsini elincinyane lelo. Wathi yebo.
I said, perhaps then in the entire sperm there would be a million of them. He said, oh yes. Now watch close.
Ngathi mhlawumbe ebudodeni bonke kungabe kulezigidi zawo. Wathi oh yebo bona manje.
Now, when this great thing takes place, there's one egg waiting for one germ out of that million. And there's no one can tell which germ that is or which egg that is.
Manje, nxa into leyi enkulu isenzakala, kuleqanda elilodwa elimelele imbewana eyodwa phakathi kwesigidi leso, futhi akula loyedwa ongatsho ukuthi yiphi imbewana eyiyo kumbe liqanda liphi eliyilo.
If you watch the natural birth, it's more of a mystery than the virgin birth.
Nxa ungakhangela ukuzalwa kwemvelo kuyimfihlo kakhulu kulo kuzalwa intombi.
Because in the sperm there's one in there that's predestinated to live, and the rest of them will die.
Ngoba kulobu budoda kule yodwa phakathi lapho emiselwe ngaphambili ukuphila futhi okunye kwakho konke kuzakufa.
And it isn't the first one meets, it's the first one that comes together with the egg.
Futhi akusikho okokuqala okuhlanganayo ngeyokuqala ebuya ndawonye leqanda.
Maybe the egg may raise up from the back of the sperm or the middle of the sperm, the germ may do the same. The egg.
Mhlawumbe iqanda lingaphakama livela emuva kobudoda kumbe phakathi laphakathi kobudoda. Imbewana ingenza okufanayo iqanda.
The germ crawls into the egg and little tails drop off of it, and there starts the spine.
Imbewana iyangena phakathi kweqanda futhi umsila omncane uyakhithika futhi lapho bese kuqala umgogodla.
There's only one, and that whole load of a million that's going to make it. Only one. And that's determined by some unknown force to man.
Kule yodwa emthwalweni wonke lo wesigidi ezaphumelela eyodwa kuphela futhi lokho kumiselwa ngamandla angazakaliyo endodeni.
That you're everyone alike. Every one of those germs are just alike. Same thing in animal, same thing in man.
Kukanti uya wonke ngakunye kuyafana. Zonke imbewana ziyafanana nje. Into efanayo enyamazaneni, into efanayo emuntwini.
It's determined where it's going to be, boy, girl, red-headed, black-headed, or what? It's determined by God.
Kumiselwe ukuthi mhlawumbe kuzakuba ngumfana, inkazana, olekhanda elibomvu, olekhanda elimnyama, kumbe ini. Kumiselwe nguNkulunkulu.
All of them look the same naturally, but there's one in there that's ordained to life. One in a million, yet all of them alike.
Wonke kwawo kukhangeleka kufanana ngokwemvelo kodwa kuloku kodwa phakathi lapho okugcotshelwe ukuphila iyodwa phakathi kwesigidi kukanti konke kuyafanana.
When Israel left Egypt, there was approximately 2 million people left at the same time.
Lapho uIsrayeli esuka eGibhithe kwakulabantu abangaba phose izigidi ezimbili basuka ngesikhathi esifanayo.
Every one of them heard the message of a prophet. Every one of them saw the pillar of fire. Every one of them was baptized to Moses in the Red Sea.
Bonke bezwa umbiko womprofeti. Bonke babona insika yomlilo. Bonke babhaphathizwa kuMose elwandle olubomvu.
Every one of them shouted in the spirit, beat the tambourines and run up and down the bank with Miriam when Moses sang in the spirit.
Bonke bamemeza emoyeni. Bachaya amatamborina. Futhi bagijima phezulu laphansi ekhunjini. Lo Miriam lapho uMose ehlabela emoyeni.
They everyone drank from the same spiritual rock. They everyone eat fresh manna every night. Every one of them. But there was two made the land. One out of a million.
Bona bonke banatha edwaleni likamoya elifanayo. Bona bonke badla imana entsha ubusuku ngobusuku. Munye lamunye wabo. Kodwa kwakungababili abangenayo elizweni oyedwa phakathi kwesigidi.
What was the test? They all drinking the same rock, they all eat the same spiritual manna as we're eating this morning. But the word test proved them.
Sasiyini isivivinyo? Bonke banatha edwaleni elifanayo. Bonke badla imana kamoya njengoba sisidla lokhu kusa. Kodwa isivivinyo selizwi sabahlola.
When it came to the time of Kadesh Barnea, when they started over into the promised land, and they could not go over till they was tested by the word.
Lapho kufika esikhathini seKadesh Barnea, lapho beqala ukuya elizweni lesithembiso, futhi babengela kungena, baze bavivinywe ilizwi.
And all the other 10 came back and said, we can't make it. The people are like, we're like grasshoppers to them. They're great walled cities. The opposition is too great.
Futhi bonke abanye abalichumi baphenduka. Futhi bathi, asingeke sikwenze. Abantu sinjengentethe kibo. Idolobho labo elilomduli omkhulu esilwisana lakho kukhulu kakhulu.
But Joshua and Caleb still the people. They said, we're more than able to do it. Why? God said before they left the promised land, I've given you the land. I've given it to you. It's yours. But there were one out of each million.
Kodwa uJoshua loCaleb bathulisa abantu. Bathi, siyenelisa ngokwedlulisileyo ukukwenza. Ngani? UNkulunkulu wathi bengakasuki elizweni lesithembiso. Ngiliphile ilizwe. Ngiliphile lona. Ngelenu. Kodwa kwakungoyedwa phakathi kwesigidi esisodwa.
There's approximately 500 million so-called Christians in the world today. And each day ends a generation.
Kungaba phose izigidi ezingamakhulu amahlanu zababizwa ngokuthi ngamaKristu emhlabeni lamuhla. Futhi ilanga elilodwa liyakhawuleza isizukulwana.
And now what if the rapture would come today? And 500 people universally would be taken in the rapture. You'd never know or even see in the paper them going.
Futhi kathesi, aluba uhlwitho lungeza lamuhla, futhi abantu abangamakhulu amahlanu jikelele, bengathathwa kuhlwitho. Awusoze ubekwazi kumbe ubone loba kuphephandaba, ngoba behamba.
And the coming of the Lord is a secret coming. You'll come and steal away, you'll be such a minority.
Futhi lokubuya kwenkosi kubuya okufihlakeleyo. Uzabuya njengesela. Kuzabe kungabalutshwana.
So just like it was in the days when the disciples asked Jesus, why does the scribe say that Elias must first come? He said he's already come. And you never knew it.
Ukuze njengalokhu kwakunjalo ensukwini lapho abafundi babuza uJesu. Kungani ababhali besithi ukuthi uEliya kumele abuye kuqala? Wathi, sevele wabuya, futhi alizange libe kwazi.
Did you ever think what the people did? They went right on believing that Elias was coming. And he was right among them. And they didn't know it.
Lake lacabanga ukuthi abantu babesenzani. Baqhubeka bekholwa ukuthi uEliya wayesiza. Futhi wayekhona phakathi kwabo. Futhi abazange babekwazi.
So will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He'll do with him just the same thing.
Ngakho kuza kuba njalo ekuzeni kwendodana yomuntu. Baza kwenza ngaye nje into efanayo.
The Spirit of God is here. Well, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to eat manna and so forth and not continually move up as we grow?
Umoya kaNkulunkulu ulapha. Awu. Kuyini esiza kwenza ngawo? Siza kudla imana lokunjalo futhi singaqhubeki sisiya phezulu lapho sikhula.
Did you ever notice a seed as the Reverend Pitts was speaking a few moments ago? And how a seed goes into the ground. Many seeds are there in the ground.
Wake wananzelela imbewu njengomhlonitshwa Pitts ebekhuluma imzuzu emilutshwane edlulileyo futhi lokuthi imbewu ingena njani emhlabathini. Imbewu ezinengi ziphansi lapho emhlabathini.
When God moved upon the water with the light and light brought forth the first presence of God, spoken light came by God's word, and God's word is the only thing that still brings light.
Lapho uNkulunkulu aze ehambe phezu kwamanzi ngokukhanya futhi ukukhanya kwaveza ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu bokuqala. Ukukhanya okukhulunyiweyo weza ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu futhi ilizwi likaNkulunkulu yiyo into kuphela eletha ukukhanya.
And when the waters went back, the seed is already in the earth. And the light only brought forth the seeds that remain with germ in them. Come forth. God making his creation.
Futhi lapho amanzi ebuyela emuva. Imbewu yayisivele isisemhlabathini. Futhi ukukhanya kwaletha kuphela imbewu eyasala ilembewana kiyo. Yamila. UNkulunkulu esenza indalo yakhe.
Now on Easter morning there was another light struck the earth when the Holy Spirit was given. And it's given to bring life to those seeds that God by his foreknowledge knew that would be here on the earth.
Futhi manje ngokusa kwePhasika kwaba lokunye ukukhanya okwachaya umhlaba lapho umoya ongcwele unikezwa. Futhi unikezwe ukuletha ukukhanya embewini lezo uNkulunkulu ngokwazi kwakhe ngaphambili wazi lokho kuza kuba lapha emhlabeni.
As he knew the first natural seed, he knows where the spiritual seed is.
Njengoba wazi imbewu yokuqala yemvelo uyakwazi lapho imbewu kamoya ekhona.
Your body was laying here right down on the earth when God first brought the earth into existence. We are part of the earth. We were laying there.
Umzimba wakho wawulele lapha emhlabeni. Lapho uNkulunkulu eqala ukuletha umhlaba ekubeni khona siyingxenye yomhlaba sasilele lapho.
And by his foreknowledge he knew exactly who would love him and who would serve him and who would not.
Futhi ngokwazi kwakhe ngaphambili wakwazi khona kanye ukuthi ngubani owayezamthanda lokuthi ngubani owayezamkhonza lokuthi ngubani owayengasoze.
His foreknowledge tells him. If it doesn't, then he isn't God. He can't be God without being infinite. And if he's infinite, he knows all things.
Ukwazi kwakhe kwaphambili kuyakutsho lokho. Nxa kungatsho, khona ke akasuye uNkulunkulu. Angeke abe nguNkulunkulu, engavanga ongela mkhawulo. Futhi nxa engela mkhawulo, uyazi izinto zonke.
So you see people making their blunders. They stumble at it, they run at it, they think this and that. But it doesn't work right. We see it.
Ngakho uyabona abantu besenza amaphutha abo. Bayakhubeka kukho, bayagijima kukho. Futhi bayacabanga lokhu lalokho kodwa akusebenzi kuhle siyakubona.
But there is a working right. That's to find God's perfect will and stand in it. What God calls you for.
Kodwa kulelungelo lokusebenza lokho yikudinga intando kaNkulunkulu epheleleyo futhi ume kiyo lokho uNkulunkulu akubizela khona.
As Brother Jack said a few moments ago, about down here at the Persian Square. All the confusion, one this way and one that way, and about the theologians and so forth, that you want to know some theology, go down there.
Njengomfowethu Jack echilo imizuzu emilutshwane edlulileyo mayelana ngalapha phansi ePershing Square. Sonke isiphithiphithi, omunye ngale indlela, omunye ngaleyo ndlela. Futhi mayelana ngezazi zenkolo lokunjalo, ukuthi bafuna ukubakwazi okunye kwezenkolo. Hamba phansi lapho.
I guess that's just about like it is in Hyde Park in London. I was down there, everybody has his own idea. It's a conglomeration of a modern day world in Babylon.
Ngicabanga ukuthi nje kunjengalokho eHyde Park eLondon kunjani. Ngaphansi lapho wonke umuntu ulomqondo wakhe. Kuyimvube mvube yosuku lomhlaba wesimanje manje weBabylon.
But did you notice as Brother Pitts went on with his lovely message this morning to us? As he began to walk out of the park, there he found a little Easter lily.
Kodwa likunanzelele lapho umfowethu Pitts eqhubeka ngentshumayelo yakhe enhle lokhu kusakithi lapho eqala ukuphuma phandle kwepaki lapho wafumana iluba lephasika elincane.
In the midst of all the confusion, as he brought it to us, it had no way to say yes or no. It was the life of God shining in it, in the midst of all the confusion.
Phakathi kwesiphithiphithi sonke, lapho ekuletha kithi, kwakungela ndlela yokuthi yebo kumbe hatshi. Kwakuyimpilo kaNkulunkulu icazimula kilo, phakathi kwesiphithiphithi sonke.
It was there in its radiance because God had ordained it to be there.
Lalilapho ekukhazimulweni kwalo ngoba uNkulunkulu wayeligcobe ukuthi libe lapho.
In the midst of all the conflict, no one was noticing it. They didn't see the spiritual application of it.
Phakathi kokulwisa konke akula muntu owayelinanzelela abazange babone umutsho walo kamoya.
And so is it today amongst all of our great gatherings and groups and churches and denominations and so forth. One pulling this way, we must be Baptist, we must be Presbyterian, we must be this, that, or the other.
Futhi kunjalo namuhla phakathi kwembuthano yethu yonke emikhulu lamaqembu, lamabandla lezinhlangano zamasonto lokunjalo, omunye udonsela kulindlela, kumele sibe ngama-Baptist, kumbe ama-Presbyterian, kumele sibe yilokhu, lokho, kumbe okunye.
In the midst of all of it, there is a growing flower. There is the power of God right among us, being raised right up in the midst of all of us.
Phakathi kwakho konke, kuleluba elikhulayo, kulamandla kaNkulunkulu khona phakathi kwethu, evuswa phakathi kwethu thina sonke.
Let's just stop and behold it a few minutes and watch it this week and see it unfold right before us. We believe God will do it, don't you?
Kasimeni nje siwakhangele imizuzu emilutshwane. Futhi sikukhangele kuleyi iviki futhi sikubone kusombululwa khona phambi kwethu. Siyakholwa uNkulunkulu uza kwenza. Alikukholwa na?
I see it. We ought to be downstairs by now. So let's pray, each one of us.
Ngiyabona ukuthi kumele sibe sesibuyeni esiphansi khona khathesi. Ngakho asikhulekeni omunye lamunye wethu.
Dear God, when we bow our heads in thy presence, we are feel that we are so insufficient to ask. But you promised us that if we would come, you would not turn us down.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu ebukhweni bakho, siyazizwa ukuthi asiphelelanga ukucela. Kodwa wasithembisa ukuthi nxa singabuya, awusoze usichiye.
And these rude statements that's just been made, by no means to be a doctrine, one out of a million, but just to kindly remember.
Futhi lezi zicho eziluhlaza ezenziweyo akusiyo mfundiso lakancane oyedwa phakathi kwesigidi kodwa ukukukhumbula nje.
Or you said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there will be that'll find it. For many are called, but few are chosen.
Ngoba wena wathi, lincane isango, futhi ilukhonjwana indlela, leyo ekhokhelela ekuphileni. Futhi balutshwana abazakuba yilabo abazayifumana. Ngoba banengi ababiziweyo, kodwa balutshwane abakhethiweyo.
O eternal Father, send the gospel light across this city through this coming week of convention.
Oh, Baba Ola Parati, thumela ukukhanya kwevangeli kuleli dolobho, kuliviki ezayo yomhlangano omkhulu.
And if there be any seed, somehow by your own great wise providence, like trying to illustrate it in the spurn of the male and female, may they roll into the convention. May the Holy Spirit give them life.
Futhi nxa kukhona imbewu, ngeyinye indlela yobukhulu bakho wedwa, inhlakanipho enkulu, njengokuzama ukuchasisa ngobudoda besilisa lowesifazana, mabangene emhlanganweni omkhulu, makuthi umoya ongcwele ubanike ukukhanya.
We realize that the time is perhaps later than we think it is.
Siyananzelela ukuthi isikhathi mhlawumbe sesihambile kulalokho esikucabangayo.
We pray God that as we come here just believing that maybe there is something here that could be done that would help the people or catch that last sheep.
Siyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi lapho sisiza lapha sikholwa nje ukuthi mhlawumbe kulolunye ulutho lapho olungenziwa lolo olungasiza abantu kumbe ukubamba leyo mvu yokucina.
We know when the sheep fold is full, then the shepherd will close the door.
Siyakwazi nxa isibaya sezimvu sesigcwele, khona ke umalusi uzavala umnyango.
As it was like in the days of Noah, when the last member of the family was brought in, God closed the door.
Njengalokho okwakuyikho ensukwini zikaNoah, lapho ilunga lemuli lokugcina langeniswa phakathi, uNkulunkulu wavala umnyango.
And they beat and pounded, but it was too late. Dear God, they had the opportunity. You said, I am that door to the sheepfold.
Futhi bachaya, njalo bakhanda, kodwa basebe phuzile. Nkulunkulu othandekayo, babele thuba. Wena wathi, ngingumnyango wesibaya sezimvu.
And how striking the song from the poet, are not 99 enough for thee? But no, there was one more.
Futhi ithinta kanganani ingoma evela kumbongi, amachumi ayisificamunwe munye, lasificamunwe munye, awakwenelanga wena yini? Kodwa, achi, wakulomunye njalo.
He might be a little black sheep, or he might be a little nobody, might be the little her or he. We don't know where they are, but that last one must come in, and then the door will be closed.
Engabe eyimvu encane emnyama, kumbe engabe ngomncane ongabalwayo, kungaba ngomncane ongumfazi, kumbe indoda, asikwazi lapho abakhona, kodwa lo okugcina kumele angene. Futhi ke umnyango uzavalwa.
Oh, God who knows all things, search our lives this morning and send us wherever that we could go that we might find that last one that the door will be closed and the shepherd inside with the sheep. Grant it, Lord.
Oh, Nkulunkulu, okwazi izinto zonke. Hlola impilo zethu lokhu kusa futhi usithume loba ngapi lapho esingahamba khona ukuze sithole okugcina ukuze umnyango uvalwe futhi lo malusi phakathi lezimvu. Sipe khona Nkosi.
If there be that one here today, if that one that's supposed to come in, all the Father has given me will come to me, and no man can come except my Father has drawn him.
Nxa kulalo lapha lamuhla, nxa lo kufanele ukuthi angene, wonke ubaba angiphe bona bazabuya kimi, futhi akula muntu ongabuya ngaphandle ubaba wami emdonsile.
And if there be a tug or a little feeling that this might be the hour for somebody here in this audience, here or downstairs or wherever they may they answer, yes, Lord.
Futhi nxa kulokudonsa kumbe umuzwa omncane ukuthi leli lingaba lihola lomunye lapha phakathi kubalaleli laba lapha kumbe esibuyeni esiphansi kumbe loba ngapi lapho abangaba khona mabasabele yebo Nkosi.
I am that little wandering one that's wandered away. It's fallen off all my life. I felt that I should come, but today I'm hanging on the side of the peak. I can't go up or down. I can go no way.
Ngingulowo omncinyane ozulayo, lowo ohamba ezula. Futhi lokho ngikulwisile impilo yami yonke. Ngizwa kusithi kumele ngibuye. Kodwa lamuhla ngilengele ohlangothini lokunqotshwa. Angeke ngiye phezulu kumbe phansi. Angiyindawo.
Oh, may the great shepherd come. Reach down with tender hands and bring that one safely in. Place it up on his shoulders and bring it safely back.
Oh, makuthi umalusi omkhulu abuye. Afinyelele ngezandla zakhe ezibuthakathaka. Futhi alethe lo ukulondolozwa ngaphakathi. Ambeke ngasemahlombe akhe. Futhi abuye layo ilondekile.
Maybe there is one here, Lord, that's sick. In a similar condition that the doctor said there's nothing can be done.
Mhlawumbe kulomunye lapha, Nkosi, ogulayo, ngesimo esifanayo. Lo udokotela othe, akulanto engenziwa.
He tried hard to rescue it, but he could not rescue it. It's beyond his reach.
Uzamile ngamandla ukuyikhulula, kodwa ube ngeke enelise ukuyikhulula. Kungaphezu kwamandla akhe.
There's nothing that he can do. His medicine or his knife cannot get to it.
Akulanto angayenza. Umuthi wakhe kumbe ingqamu yakhe ayingeke ifike kikho.
Oh Lord, there's nothing too far for your great arm. And your word is your arm.
Kodwa oh Nkosi, akulanto ekude kakhulu lesandla sakho esikhulu. Futhi ilizwi lakho isandla sakho.
So we pray, dear God, that this morning while we are talking to thee, that thou will reach down and pick that one up that's sick and cannot help itself out of the reach of all scientific matters, away from the doctor, may they be healed. Grant it, Lord.
Ngakho siyakhuleka Nkulunkulu othandekayo ukuthi lokhu kusa. Lapho sisakhuluma kuwe ukuthi wena uzafinyelela phansi uphakamise lo ogulayo futhi ongakwanisiyo ukuzisiza ngaphandle kokufinyelela kweze science zonke kude lo dokotela mabasiliswe siphe khona Nkosi.
As we think of David as he was given a charge over a few sheep, just a few, but one day a bear come in and got that one little sheep and tuck it out and would have eaten it up like a cancer would eat up a body or a huge lion.
Lapho sicabanga ngo Davida, lapho ephiwe umlando ezimvini ezinlutshwane nje. Kodwa ngolunye usuku ibhere labuya lathatha imvu eyodwa encane. La ikhuphela phandle futhi lalingayidla yonke njengemvukuzane ingadla kanjani umzimba kumbe isilwane esikhulu.
But David, not too well equipped with a rifle or not a swordsman, But with only a slingshot, he went after that sheep.
Kodwa uDavida engahlumanga kangako ngombopho kumbe engayisiye muntu wenkemba kodwa elesavutha kuphela walandela leyo mvu.
And when he found the animal that was about to kill the little sheep, he slew it with the slingshot.
Futhi lapho ethola inyamazana eyayisizabulala imvu encinyane wayibulala ngesavutha.
Just a simple little weapon with a piece of leather and a string, and but he had confidence in it.
Isikhali esingatsho lutho esincinyane nje esilesiqephu sesikhumba lentambo futhi kodwa wayelethemba kiso.
We have no great genius among us, Lord. We're simple people with a simple little prayer. But we're coming this morning after Father's sheep.
Asila ntshantshu ezinkulu phakathi kwethu Nkosi. Singabantu abangasilutho, abalomkhuleko ongasilutho. Kodwa siyeza lokhu kusa emva kwezimvu zikaBaba.
That woman that has walked the streets miserably, smoking cigarettes, trying to find peace through the cigarette.
Owesifazana lo osehambe ezitaladeni, edubeka, ebhema igwayi, ezama ukuthola ukuthula egwayini.
That man who has smelt the glass and tried to set it back, but the enemy holds him tight.
Leyo ndoda enuke igilazi futhi wazama ukuyibuyisela kodwa isitha sibambe ngamandla.
That boy or girl that's tried to do right and just can't find strength to break away from the wrong thing, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus to claim that sheep this morning.
Lo mfana kumbe inkazana ozame ukwenza kuhle ongeke nje athole amandla okuzehlukanisa entweni embi siyeza ebizweni lenkosi uJesu ukuzothatha leyo mvu lokhu kusa.
We defy the enemy because it's a simple thing, a slingshot of prayer, but we're coming to bring that one back to the Father's fold, that we might give an account of those things that's been committed to our hands.
Siyeyisa isitha ngoba yinto engasilutho isavutha umkhuleko kodwa siza ukuzobuyisela leyo eyodwa esibayeni sikaBaba ukuthi siphe ubufakazi ezintweni ezinikelwe ezandleni zethu.
May the power of God now strike faith down in the hearts of the people, and may that lost soul return this morning.
Makuthi amandla kaNkulunkulu athinte manje ukukholwa phansi enhlizweni zabantu futhi makuthi umphefumulo lo olahlekileyo uphenduke lokho kusa.
May the temptations of this life turn him away. Let him go.
Makuthi izilingo zempilo le zimfulathele zimchiye ahambe.
May he find himself safely upon the master's shoulders, being carried back to safety again. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Futhi makazithole elondekile phezu kwamahlombe enkosi ebuyiselwa ekulondolozweni njalo sikucela ebizweni likaJesu. Amen.
God bless you all. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll turn the service to Brother Shakarian.
UNkulunkulu alibusise lonke. Ngize ngilibone kusasa. Ngizanikeza inkonzo kumfowethu Shakarian.
This, I hope that you, that I found more grace in the sight of God and before you to believe that I'd stand here to tell you something that was wrong.
Lokhu ngiyathemba ukuthi liza ukuthi ngithole umusa omnengi ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu laphambili kwenu. Ukukholwa ukuthi ngingama lapha ukuzolitshela ulutho olungayisilo.
I passed my 56th birthday the other day.
Sengidlule ilanga lami lokuzalwa leminyaka engamachumi amahlanu lesithupha ngolunye usuku.
This isn't just an old man's message. I believe this since I was a little boy. And if this isn't true, I've been the most foolish person God had on the earth. I've given my entire life for this cause.
Lo awusiwo mbiko wendoda endala nje. Ngikukholwe lokhu kusukela ngisasengumfana omncinyane. Futhi nxa lokho kungasilo qiniso, ngibe ngumuntu oyisiwula ukudlula bonke uNkulunkulu ake abalabo emhlabeni. nginikele impilo yami yonke ngenxa yalesi sizathu.
And may I say this with sincerity, if I had 10,000 lives, I'd never change my opinion.
Futhi mangithi lokhu ngokuqiniseka, nxa kade ngile mpilo eziyinkulungwane ezilithumi, ngingeke ngitshintshe umcabango wami.
Now, healing is in reach of every person. Remember, healing is in you.
Manje, ukusila kuyafinyeleleka ngumuntu wonke. Khumbula, ukusila kuphakathi kwakho.
God placed in the peach tree every peach that would ever be in it when he planted it in the garden.
UNkulunkulu wafaka esihlahleni samapintshisi lonke ipintshisi elalizakuba phakathi kwalo lapho esihlanyela esivandeni.
See, you just have the peach tree or the apple tree, the fruit tree just has to grow from drinking the water in the earth.
Bona, uya nje isihlahla samapintshisi kumbe isihlahla sama-aphula kumbe isihlahla sezithelo kumele sikhule nje ekunatheni amanzi emhlabathini.
Now each one of you has those potentials in you to deliver you, for it is God that you've been planted into Christ by baptism, not water baptism, spiritual baptism. You don't come into Christ by water baptism, by spiritual baptism.
Manje omunye lamunye wenu lilokwenelisa lokhu kini ukulikhulula ngoba uNkulunkulu kusukela lihlanyelwa kuKristu ngobhapathizo hathi umbhapathizo wamanzi umbhapathizo kamoya awubuyi kuKristu ngobhapathizo lwamanzi ngobhapathizo lukamoya.
Tomorrow afternoon, the Lord willing, I'm speaking on that. How and what is the real application of it?
Kusasa emini inkosi ithanda ngikhuluma ngalokho kanjani futhi kuyini umsebenzi wakho khona.
We have in the afternoon, so we won't interfere with any of your services.
Silakho emini ukuthi ukuze singaphambanisi izinkonzo zenu.
Now look, each one of you here is standing as believers. Then the life that was in Christ is in you. If you could just see it.
Manje khangelani. Omunye lamunye wenu lapha limi njengamakholwa. Bona, khona ke impilo eyayikuKristu iphakathi kwenu. Kungenzeka nxa lingakubona khona nje.
It's the devil's business to keep you blocked off from that. Keep you blinded. He just let you be blinded. See, you don't know where you're going then.
Kungumsebenzi kadeveli ukukugcina uvimbezekile kulokho ukukugcina ungaboni uyakwekela nje ube yisiphofu lokho bona awukwazi lapho oya khona ke.
A man that's blind cannot tell where he's going. He's got to seek the understanding from somebody who can see.
Indoda eyisiphofu ayingeke ibekwazi lapho eya khona. Kumele adinge ukuzwisisa komunye umuntu obonayo.
Until we can understand, somebody's got to tell us what's truth.
Size sizwisise. Omunye umuntu kumele asitshele ukuthi kuyini iqiniso.
And Christ died for you and you are transplanted from the world into Christ. And everything you have need of is right in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right?
Futhi uKristu wakufela, futhi ukhutshwe emhlabeni, wafakwa kuKristu, futhi yonke into oyifunayo iphakathi kwakho ngobhapathizo lukamoya ongcwele. Akunjalo na?
Now the only thing you have to do is just start drinking from that. And as the tree drinks, it begins to push out its leaves, its buds, pushes out its fruit each year.
Manje into kuphela okumele uyenze ukuqala ukunatha kulokho. Futhi njengoba isihlahla sinatha, siyaqala ukuphumisa amahlamvu aso, ihlumela laso, siyaphumisa isithelo umnyaka ngamunye.
The fruit's not in the ground. The fruit is in the plant. How many understand that? Say amen.
Isithelo asikho emhlabathini. Isithelo siphakathi kwesilimo. Bangaki abazwisisa lokho. Wothini amen.
The fruit is in the plant, and every plant has to drink from his fountain. As the rain comes down, gives that plant life to drink from. And as it drinks, it grows.
Ngakho, bona, isithelo sisesihlahleni, futhi sonke isihlahla kumele sinathe emthonjeni waso. Lapho izulu lisina, liyanika leso sihlahla impilo ukuthi sinathe kilo, futhi lapho sinatha, siyakhula.
It's growing up until it comes to the full bud, just like the church has, to bloom out in this age.
Futhi siyakhula size sifike ekuhlumeni okugcweleyo, njengalokho nje ibandla lilakho, lihlume esikhathini lesi.
And as we drink, we grow. If the plant refuses to drink, then the plant cannot grow. And if you just believe it, now individually.
Futhi lapho sinatha siyakhula. Kodwa nxa isihlahla singala ukunatha, ngakho isihlahla asingeke sikhule. Futhi nxa ungakukholwa nje, khathesi ngamunye.
Of course, you know how the Lord does, show different things of what you've done and what you should not have done and so forth in the meeting.
Ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi inkosi iyenza njani, itshengisa izinto ezitshiyeneyo, kwalokho okwenzileyo, lalokho okade ongafanelanga ukwenze, lokunjalo emhlanganweni.
We was hoping that the Holy Spirit would fall upon us this morning and do such. As we stood, I kept waiting. I think it's the nervous part, thinking downstairs they want us out of here, see? But they're wanting us, we're late now.
Vasithembisa ukuthi umoya ongcwele uzayihlela phezu kwethu, lokhu kusa. Futhi enze okufanayo, lapho simile. Kodwa ngaqhubekela ngimelele. Ngicabanga ukuthi ingxenye yokwethuka. Ngicabanga ukuthi esibiyeni esiphansi bafuna ukuthi siphume lapha. Bona, kodwa bayasifuna, sesiphuzile khathesi.
But believe this with all your heart. Please do. If I found grace in your sight as a truthful person, believe this.
Kodwa kukholwe lokhu, ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Ngiyacela kukholwe. Nxa ngi thole umusa ebusweni bakho njengomuntu oleqiniso. Kholwani lokhu.
I'll put your hands on each other. Now look, now the Bible didn't say these signs will follow William Branham. Didn't say it'll follow Oral Roberts only. Didn't say it'll follow Brother Copper or somebody.
Manje bekani izandla zenyu komunye lomunye. Manje khanyelani. Manje iBhayibheli alizange lithi lezi zibonakaliso zizalandela uWilliam Branham. Alizange lithi zizalandela uOral Roberts kuphela. Alizange lithi zizalandela umfowethu Cobb ukumbe omunye umuntu.
These signs shall follow them, plural, that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Izibonakaliso lezi zizabalandela ubunengi. Labo abakholwayo. Nxa bebeka izandla zabo phezu kwabagulayo, bayakusila.
It's that power of God that's in you that brings to life. To the person you got your hand on, the life-giving source of the Holy Ghost.
Kuyilawo mandla kaNkulunkulu aphakathi kwakho, aletha impilo emuntwini obeke isandla sakho kuye, okunikeza impilo kukaMoya oNgcwele.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this crucial moment, when the church, may they stand at this second without nervousness. May the power that raised up Christ from the grave quicken to them just now the truth of the gospel that Jesus' commission was if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, ebizweni lika Jesu Christu, kulesi sikhatshana esinzima, lapho ibandla. Mabame kokwesibili lokhu bengela kwethuka futhi makuthi amandla avusa uKristu ethuneni aphilise kibo nje khathesi iqiniso levangeli ukuthi ukulayeza kukaJesu kwakuyikuthi nxa bebeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo bazasila.
May every demon power, every sickness, every disease, every affliction, every tormenting thing that's happened to the people, may it leave just now. By faith, as believing people, we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Makuthi wonke amandla amadimoni, konke ukugula, wonke umkhuhlani, wonke ukuhlupheka, yonke into ehlukuluzayo, eyenzakale ebantwini, mayiphume nje khathesi ngokukholwa, njengabantu abakholwayo, siyakucela ebizweni lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Now raise your hands and give him praise if you believe that he does it.
Manje phakamisani izandla zenu limnike indumiso nxa likholwa ukuthi uyakwenza.
Dear God, this baby will die, Lord, unless this is done. I condemn this knot in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave the innocent child. Amen.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, lingane izakufa, Nkosi, ngaphandle lokhu kwenziwe. Ngiyalahla iqhubu leli ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Malichiye umntwana ongelacala. Amen.
The doctors are trying. They failed.
Manje, odokotela bazamile futhi behlulekile. Kholwani nje,